Blog Talk Radio.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad bitch, put your hands up high. Hands up high, hands up high. Tell them dim the lights down right now. Put me in the mood. I'm talking about dark room perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance, hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit, and I know you taste this a little bit, high maintenance, everybody else basic, you live life on an everyday basis, with poetic justice, if I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs, dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy, it's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them, I really wanna know you all. I really wanna show you off. Fuck that, pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Nigga, don't approach her with that Atari. Nigga, that ain't good game, homie, star it. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S. I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy fucking with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but goddamn, you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the fun sex, your natural hair and your soft skin and your big ass and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that they move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication, save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want.
Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margin, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it. That's your heartbeat, it either caught me or it caught me. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song.
One more.
Now not who I am or when I'm coming to your sleep. Wasn't in my realm or wasn't in your sphere.
now. Know you heard the others, only to the lovers. Then of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I'm going to get with this, but this is where it's at. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I'm going to get with this,
kind of fact. Where's the black sheep? Here's the black sheep. Even if we wanted to, the plot cannot be weak. Watch me swing like this. Why should I swing it like that? Because in fact, for me, it might not attract. Therefore, I ignore. Do as I feel inside. I live with me. I've got my back tonight. You know what I'm saying? Yo, black, I'm not playing. Need to go with this and go with this with no delay. And see, in actuality, wonder can it be? I made it look easy because it is to me. Anytime capacity was filled, tried to rock it. Anytime a honey gave us play, tried to knock it. Never was a fool, so we finished school. Never see us sweat and you'll never see us cool. Out to rock the globe while I still hit a rock. Don't punch girls and we don't punch a clock. Gotta go see you later by the cat. And you can't beat that with a bat.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, because this is where it's at. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, because this is kind of fat.
Engine number 9 on the New York Transit line. If my train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Back on the scene, crispy and clean. You can try, but don't worry, cause you can't intervene. We be the outcast, down for the settle. Won't play rock, won't play the pebble. Open the door, you best believe we're sliding through it swiftly. Niftily, we can make it hip to be. What we're on, what we be. Be the epitome, do da dippity. So now I dwell, just to say you plain up. Hold your cup, cause I got the container. Pass the plate up, cross the fader. Black sheep can play like the Sony innovator. Never the traitor, party of flavor. And you can get a scoop later.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, cause this is kind of fat. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you get with this. This is where it's at.
Jack, with knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack on my style of death, and then deli body has crack. While I'm slaying music's playing, the sucker is the lane. I battle in the trenches with a funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I kill the bloody latest, but you can call cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kicking ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding,
check the billboards.
People around town talking this and that. Now how we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold, so what you saying? Now party people, it's time for the exquisite. No knock knock, he's down from here. Oh, is it? It's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy you wonder. No flout, no boots, no blues, and no blunders. So hot that you can say I'm blazing. The list of virgins says, yo, I am
so amazing, and I've been waiting
for a sucker to attack. Yo, me, the E-double, and me and PMD like the funky fresh cup. I fight fire with fire, that's why I most retired. When we needed to pitch for him, you was high, you was mesmerized. For the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, he comes out swinging, cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines. And if the odds against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time. That's why I most resign, sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and recline. Sip a Pepsi or Coke with a twist of lime, or crack a 40-0, and then I go for mine. So what you saying?
A closed window looks down on a dirty courtyard and black people all across or screaming across or walk across, defying physics in the stream of their will. Our world is full of sound. Our world is more lovely than anyone's, though we suffer and kill each other and sometimes fail to walk the air. We are beautiful people with African imaginations full of masks and dances and swelling chants, with African eyes and noses and arms, though we sprawl in gray chains in a place full of winters when what we want is sun. We have been captured and we labor to make our getaway into the ancient image, into a new correspondence with ourselves and our black family. We need magic now. We need the spells to raise up, return, destroy, and create what will be the sacred word. That was Kaaba by Amari Baraka. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Kings and Queens Quarter, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, we are doing things open mic style. I want to feel the passion in your pen tonight. Bring us what you like to hear. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, and I'm joined tonight by my co-host, King Atterbury. King, are you there?
What's good? What's good? How you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. Shouts out to For Real Entertainment Network.
All right. How you feeling tonight?
I am feeling wonderful. I'm feeling great. Ready to feel some good vibes from the people.
Oh, you already know.
How about yourself?
The building. Yeah. I feel the same way. You know what I mean? It's gonna be something.
Yeah. I'm just realizing I played a lot of hip hop tonight. So I realized we are playing a lot
of
R&B.
I know. The vibes is crazy.
Yeah, but like,
you know what I mean?
Let's get back to the roots out here. Let's get down, you know, East Coast style. So how about you kick it off for us tonight? You have a piece you'd like to kick it off for us with?
Well, yeah. I'll throw something in.
Okay.
This one is called Bring Us Back. don't think about a color. We all sisters and brothers. Same father, different mother. Go to church and rediscover. Why see race as an issue? It never has been. Heard an army man sing about a friend being a friend. Nobody back in the army again, so where's the spin? Where's the helping hand that's lent or the hearts of many men? Knock me down physically if your eyes hold hate. The glow on my face disturbs the hate that take place. Communication never died, it's just one person's lie. One day the sky is going to cry and corrode your insides. So peaceful, God speak to the wise and say hi. Keep the temperature uncomfortable, and I'll just die. Captivate company of cool minds that listen. Auras can shine and glisten and resurrect what's missing. Time waits for no one, although dreams can come true. Let's make a deal with a do and melt some cold igloos, King.
Make it do what it do and melt some cold igloos, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll
Thank
feel
you.
It.
I appreciate that.
That was awesome. All right, before we kick it off, I do want to remind everybody, if you're listening online and you'd like to share with us tonight, I didn't mention it before, but the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and make sure that you hit that one so that you can be heard. And also, I just want to give a shout-out to our benefactor, Raw Links, Robbie Average, when you can be raw. Forgot to mention that. We can't let that go with the night go by without reminding everyone who makes this all possible. Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. So, you ready to open up the mics to some of our callers?
Oh, true indeed. Queen, you're not going to spit a piece?
Okay.
Can't let that go. You know what I mean?
Okay. I was trying to pause because I've been working on a piece that I don't know if it's finished, but I'm going to read it, okay? How about that?
Thanks. That's what's up.
Okay. I thought I could stall to the end, but I'll go ahead with it. All right. Don't weigh me down. Don't. I pinch you an inch to cinch my waist. Don't waste this time we have together. Let's be kismet, kinetically connected. Let's perfect this space we're blessed with. You be the low beat on every sound. Hold on to me, but don't weigh me down. Marry the straights, comport the curves with comfort, bludgeon the doubt, steady your nerve, forget the excuses, what queen do you serve? Don't weigh me down. You see, just now, mother is weightless, flying too high to touch the pavement. Mother is flagrantly in love with self just now. And while her glow shines bright like the sun, there is no money in the budget for the weight of expectations. There is exaltation in this state of weightlessness. There is an honor in looking upon my reflection and naming it nirvana. Kiss me as if the act done simply will gently pull new stars into the night sky. Hold me as if the fold of your being held the breath of life. Taste me as if every pool within me held the manna, milk, and honey. Show me the full depth of your intellect. Touch me softly. Turn me on. Turn me loose. Turn me out. But whatever you do, don't weigh me down. And that's that piece.
There you go. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I knew you had something in the royal chamber. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know if I finished, but
like
thank
that.
You. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Word up.
All right. How about we kick the show off and get some of our favorite listeners in here. Share in this list with us. Let's see who we had first up on the mic. It looks like it's none other than our favorite station manager, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, Poetic. How are you tonight?
Oh, man, I am feeling regally royal up in the King and Queen's Quarters.
What's
King
going on, bro?
Simmons, good to hear y'all tonight. Dope, dope poetry this evening so far.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How are you doing? How are you holding up?
I'm doing pretty good. I got no complaints, you know? It's a great
That's
night
awesome.
For poetry as I'm hearing, so I'm just hoping that I can add to some of this greatness that's already been spewed.
Oh, no doubt. You know what you bring to the mic. Right. Well, we're going to get on out of your way and let you take the stage. When you're ready, the mic is all yours. So.
Thank you. This piece is called Pain and Guilt. I carry around this pain and guilt at the same time. The pain of losing everyone and everything that's mattered requires me to sip a glass of wine. The guilt of fighting and fighting for that which was already lost and gone. Me wondering to myself, where did I go wrong? Always listening to the same song on repeat, marrying the lyrics to my heart. It's all wrong, right? I mean, I thought I had it together. Now my emotions reside and swim in a pool of wrongdoings, and I never imagined I would be in a position to have what's left of my soul pulled out of me like an exorcism with a demon connection. My feelings left to rot away like the meaningless flesh covering my heart. And today I'm fed up and tired of being the only one carrying this burden, of giving too much and carrying too much. This burden has pain laced with cocaine vibes. I get so high from the levels of lines I've done, but positive vibes only are supposed to reside here. But the only thing resting here, living here, pretending to be here is love. Because it's caused me to carry around this hurt is love. Causing me to resent everything it stands for is love. Hoping that someday I'd be willing to give it another chance is love. So I'm sick of carrying around this pain and guilt. I want the respect I deserve so love can live in this temple if built. And that's that piece.
Oh, brother.
Oh,
that was damn dope. You know what I mean?
My emotions reside in a pool of wrongdoing.
Yeah.
Damn. That was dope. That was amazing. And the energy behind it, the passion behind it, I can tell that you felt every word, and it's therapeutic almost in the way that
I know that's
you presented
right.
It. I definitely love that.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much. Definitely,
oh,
definitely one of my
welcome.
Therapeutic rights.
Yes. See. Whew.
Like they say
wow.
Up in North Jersey back in the day, yo, that was fat.
All right. We went back in the hip-hop bag, so we got to go old school. Okay.
Nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely. That's my guy. All right, Poetic. Well, before we turn it over, can you let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio world?
Oh, man, absolutely. It'll be my pleasure. Join J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly this coming Thursday for the Get Down. 9 p.m. And then you can catch me Sunday night in the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, again at 9 p.m. So make sure y'all come through, check in, tune in, and hang out with us.
Sure, for sure. Absolutely. Do you guys have topics yet or not yet?
Not yet. I mean, we got several topics, but we just got to make sure we got the right one.
Okay, you guys got to give me my homework in advance because I always try
in
to
advance,
write for you.
Yeah. Absolutely, I will make sure you have it in advance. Definitely, no doubt.
Stop. I'm just fully ashamed, but thank you so much, Poetic. We appreciate you, and we definitely appreciate hearing that dope ink tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Pleasure is all mine. Again, one love, one life.
Bro,
and remember to take your socks
love
off.
One life.
Baby.
Baby.
Oh man, sheesh. See, that's what I love about open mic nights. It's like it's therapy. It could be more. It can, not that it's any less or more therapeutic, but it can be therapeutic to bring whatever you have on your heart sometimes, as opposed to a topic.
That is true.
Those topics that we bring, and that you know, some of the other shows like bring to the platform, they really push us to write. And I love it. I love the way our tribe just kind of pushes one another and pushes other poets to you know, get that work out.
That's right.
Sure.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Absolutely. So how about we keep this party rolling? So it looks like next up on the mic, we have none other than one of my favorite divas, La Perla Negra. Welcome, La Perla Negra, to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you tonight?
I'm chilling. I'm enjoying this poetry, y'all. And man, y'all getting deeper and deeper every time. Oh, my God. I love
Lola,
people. Hold on, one second. Hey, Queen, how are you? Okay, I get it. We're creatives, we're poets. We constantly are honing our craft. We are adding to, we are taking away from, and a lot. Poetry is never over. It's infinite. So we are always finding new lines and stuff to add to something we thought was finished. Don't you be trying to skate on us and not give us none of your brilliance. Girl, keep doing that.
I know that's right.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
I tried to slip under the radar. I'm sorry.
Yes, you tried.
I tried it, right? The king is on guard tonight, so I can't slip through the cracks. I appreciate it. Thank you. But I like that idea that the pieces that we write, they can have an evolution to them. They don't have to be just where they are when you first write them. Some people tell you, like, don't bother it sometimes, but I feel like we're in the process of polishing it off, and it was something that J-Rob said the other night. He was like, we're still in the process of writing our best work and how each of us can inspire that in one another. I believe that thinking about that evolution is helpful to me. That's a helpful piece of information because I really critique myself really hard.
That's right. Our best is always yet to come. Always.
Absolutely. I love that. Well, La Perla Negra, I know you brought something wonderful for us to listen to tonight. It's open mic, so whatever you like. And when you're ready, the mic is all yours, my dear.
All right, thank you. This is called Beautifully Broken. Judgment is the robber of miracles, and lost time cannot be found. So I love hard intentionally, because I fall even harder. I can remember when I asked the universe for love and it sent me beautiful chaos. So I hold my head up to the heavens as my tears fall to water the earth. I fell into this love blinded by the fascinating demeanor, a great smile, and an absolutely beautiful mind. It was a rarity to me, and I got starstruck. I know I hid it very well. I had to learn how to fall out of love with pain, because his soul's presence became embedded in the fabric of the fibers of my soul. And he became my everything. See, all my life toxicity ruled, so I believed love was heartbreak and tears, because in my world, pain was necessary for the survival of it. I grew weary of recovering from people. Exhausted by my emotions, he then became everything I had to fight. Well, I realized the pain I felt was allowed by me and therefore caused by me. And that letting go when it all goes wrong is what was necessary. See, I'm a healer. So it doesn't mean that my love for him isn't real and true, because he still holds the key to my heart. But I learned and understood that it is my heart that needed the healing. So I stopped fighting, erased him. So sometimes some things just can't be fixed back to the way they were when your eyes have been open. And I have been beautifully broken and effective.
I love this piece.
Oh, that was dope.
From the opening line, judgment is the robber of miracles. And that line that you say, I grow weary of recovering from people, I felt that in my spirit.
That was deep and dope.
But in true La Perla Negra form, you added in that I am a healer statement, that I am a statement that in spite of everything around you that is breaking, you are stating that you are a healer. I love this piece. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing it to us.
Always love and appreciate you. Word.
That line right there just inspired something. I grow weary of recovering from people. That's a concept right there. That is, yes. Felt that. Soap ink. Oh, man. All right. Before we let you go, my dear, I think we can pose myself. Okay. Let us know what you have going on. You really are like, oh, man. I can't. We'll talk. I love this piece, but I'm going to send you back what I come up with from that line, but I love this piece. Can you let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Yes. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, and I co-host with Rob Jembe Poet Marlowe, and that's a place where you can come and reduce some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Now, every Wednesday night, normally, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. But this Wednesday, I might need a little bit of help because my diva is going to be preoccupied. So maybe I get the queen up in here tonight.
Yeah, she's doing okay.
I sure love. You know I got you, Diva.
That's what's up. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I'm playing with a topic right now. I run it by you, queen, and, you know, we'll see what we come up with. But other than that, y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the erotic love zone.
We're going to cut up on Wednesday.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
All right, LaFrella Negro, again, thank you so much for that dope piece. One love,
you're
one
welcome.
Mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was LaFrella Negro. You gotta feel that. You gotta feel her whole vibe. Like
Lustrous.
A style from my soul. I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah.
All right, well, how about we keep this party going? Oh, all of my faves are coming through. It looks like next up on the mic we have none other than Mr. Tuesday Night. Mojave, how are you tonight, Mojave? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Well, yo, what's up, bro? What's going on, Brody? What's happening? What's good?
Ain't shit. You know what I mean? Same old. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you, I was banging out that hip hop earlier, man. I was feeling it.
Yeah, I'm glad. I had to switch up the tempo sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, those are the roots around here, you know.
I see everybody running through. Like, everybody's like, run through,
right.
Exactly.
Like, wow. Yes, and I know it's not going to get any better because I think one of your other nicknames needs to be Mr. Make Me Swoon, because that is other than King Drake. But okay. Anyway.
Maybe. No,
you gotta add that to the other sleeve. But how are you tonight? I'm sorry. We just skipped that whole part.
I'm good. I'm in fine form. I'm trying to. I stubbed the hell out of my toe trying to kill a fly. So my toe is messed up. I'm like, I don't know how to keep getting to the house. I'm like, yo. And they big black flies, too. So I'm like, there's got to be something dead nearby or something. Because they fly through. I've been spraying them, knocking them out. I mean, like crazy. I got the crazy fly spray. And I was like, yo, there's one I gave direct. I hit him 3 times. Right? And he's still flying around. I said, what kind of flies are these?
Shook it off.
All right, that has nothing to do with nothing.
Oh, man.
It's such a rambler.
It's okay. It's all right.
Flag on the play.
Okay. Well, that sounds like an interesting night.
Sort of, kind of. But
well, tonight we are doing things open mic style, so let's see what you have in your bag of tricks to share with us tonight. Are you ready? The mic is
okay.
All right. The mic is yours.
Let me try this out. Just tell me if it's too loud. So too loud?
Now it is. Yeah. Down a little bit.
Go.
Yeah, that's good.
I find you in my dreams. Most often, you are standing there with nothing but a smile. The wonderful ways in which your flesh becomes my possession are legend. They echo passion. The light of desire, the insurrection of affection that denies conservation or correction. It is a full-on fall, or should I say jump, off of a cliff. Sweeter than a jazz riff, our improvisation comes and comes with the way that I hum between licks. And your clit asks for more, and your body benefits from the skilled artisan who wants to paint your permanent satisfaction on the canvas of your skin to be worn and trembles and shakes with words and tight flashbacks, and you get that ache, that want, red band residual resplendency in regards to rapport is giving, is living your sweetness, making it easy to dream. It will be my distinct pleasure to pleasure in all ways that you find favorable, open you gently, let you trickle until your rush becomes explosive, gush, yells that I have to grab your throat to hush, growing louder with each stroke. There are a few ways that I desire to expire your celibacy, return your ecstasy to your rightful place, keep pace with our door, tie you up in pleasure, restrain and train you to ask and request all your desires to be met. I am here to fulfill and fill you after you empty your sweet depths on the trail of husky breath. One breath shared between four lips, miles of desire that travels within the squeezing of lungs where tongues press passions wet that undulate sensuous rhythms, break beats of sweat and goosebumps, pumps, pressures, electric jumps, lowers labias into wellspring deep. How your pursing lips pull around angles upon angles, hardness dangling, till it meets your wet strangling. Tight. Salt. Salt is a seat that penetrates deep. So drown me. Drown me. Let my swim fill your brain. Till you spill and overflow.
You see what I mean? That was dope. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. King, are you there? Oh my gosh.
Oh, I forgot I had my thing on mic. Man, hold on,
okay.
Yo, that was dope, bro. You know what I'm saying? I was saying you dropped that one from the sky. You know what I'm saying? That's peace, yeah. Though. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm like, let you tremble until you're... Okay, all right. I'm just... Okay. All right. You did that. You did that. You did all of that. That was very, very well done. I love that piece. It's getting hot over here. I don't know about anybody else and the sound of my voice, but it is very hot where I am. Thank you for that. We appreciate it always. Well, oh my gosh, before we let you go, Mojave, can you please let us know what you have going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. Let me see if I got this right. Hold on. I got it. Okay, hold on. Solace. Tomorrow, Tuesday night, 9 p.m., here on the 50 Radio Universe of For Real Entertainment Network, Honeydripper 2.0 continues to draw the best of the best of erotic posts from all over the country, different places, and radio stations with diverse and literal universe of erotic poetry. And for this installment, we're going to be titillated by taste. This particular represents the next level in erotic poetry. Are you ready? You need a taste. Featuring Today Speaks, Queen S, and of course our very own Edwina, still Zuina. Three queens from different sides of the country and different styles of poetry is going to be incredible. Hosted by yours truly, Hot Rux, will reveal the poets at the end of round two, speed round the following with the open mic. Poetry, spoken word, to open mic, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, here on the 50 Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network. Don't forget to take your socks off.
Baby.
Well done. Well done. Missed your commercials, and I cannot wait to join you tomorrow night.
You got to come through, King Atterbury. Got to come through. Yeah, because King Creed the point was like, she was like,
huh?
I can't wait for tomorrow. I was like, all right, well, come on through.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Well, Mojave, thank you for coming through and making the floor and everything else. Well, okay. Never mind. Thank you for that piece. Thank you for the preview of tomorrow night's show. Make sure that you're front and center. And as always, one love, one mic.
One love,
one mic, bro.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Epiphany's own Mojave blessing us with the reason why he is called King Drip. That was great. That was an awesome piece. Oh, man. How about we keep the show rolling, King? What do you think?
Bring him in, bring him in. Bring him out, bring him out.
It looks like we have another one of my favorites. None other than Just Jay is joining us. Just Jay, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing this evening, sir?
So, Jerry?
This is not Just Jay.
It's not?
No, it's a V, Miss Automatic Charismatic.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, I apologize for that. It seems like
my bad, brother.
A little mixed communication.
My apologies.
It's okay. Welcome, 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 yeah. Mr. Automatic Charismatic. It's great to hear your voice. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine.
That's great to hear. We haven't heard you in a couple of weeks. Glad to hear you back.
Yeah, man.
Always good.
Yeah. It's been a challenging time.
Oh, I understand. Yeah, you're in thoughts and prayers for sure. I appreciate hearing you. Yes, absolutely. And as Bam was saying earlier, as Poetic was saying, this can be kind of therapeutic, and we hope that in some ways that it might be for you to be able to have share what you're feeling. So you're always welcome
okay.
here. All right. Thank you. When you're ready.
Indeed, bro.
You're
welcome. I tell you what, y'all give me a, you name my poem.
Name your poem.
Whatever the title is. Whatever your title is. All right. That's
my poem. King, you better on your feet than me. Let's hear you. What do you have? King.
What's up? How about,
name his poem.
Name his poem?
Yeah.
Commotion.
Yep.
Commotion.
Commotion. Okay. Oh, it's more deep. Your thoughts forever. In this world, be coming to a wind. I blend in this type of love. Shared and something compared. We had to beware. It's like a fusion. The commotion started. Poison our lives, but we had to survive and spread it like robots. Love cannot be denied. It's a fish. Love is the initial to I blow the whistle, wind blows like every time it grows, like love shows, and everybody knows it's like realistic. Love is like a statistic. All through a commotion. No, I won't let the confused be abused. Not in your own mindset. You won't regret the time that I let and play on play by play. Love is display. Love's not going anywhere. I'm going to take you there. We've been going this time after time. You are my sunshine. See, I know things like, seems like it's getting out of line. May get kind of hectic. But remember, we are protected. Time and time, we got to pray. Love, love is no delay. This is you. This is me. This is how it's supposed to be. But we work hard through it all, going through the commotion. This automatic charismatic, the lyrical inch, can't get us in the morning if I've been dry.
Oh, wow. So, indeed, that was
bro.
A freestyle, right? That was freestyle?
Yes. You gave me the title.
That's
yes.
What's up, bro. That's
oh,
what's
wow.
Up.
That was
wow.
Dope. That was definitely dope.
Always coming through, man.
That love is a display. That's a perspective. That is definitely a perspective. I'm feeling that. Really feeling that. Thank you so much for coming through, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. We always
appreciate
hearing
you, brother.
Can I say something?
For sure.
If anybody wants to, I'm not in a bad situation, but I do need some help. If anybody wants to help me out, my Cash App is Mr. AC Viper 46. If you can't, I understand. We in hard times, you know. Gas prices high, so you know.
Okay.
And
you said
I'm right. Yeah, and as we speak, I'm writing my book called Formula 91382. I can break information down in 140 ways.
Hmm. Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Can you run that Cash App past me one more time? You said it's Mr. AC Viper 46?
46. Yeah, my age.
Okay.
Oops. Did I get that way?
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
okay. Well, you put it out there. That's Mr. AC Viper 46. You got anything that you can offer? Make sure that you come through and bless Mr. Automatic Charismatic. He's definitely a good poet. And we all go through things. And if you can, you know, be of some assistance, it would definitely be nice if you would do that. All right. Thank
peace.
You so much
word.
For coming. Yes. Word. Thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate hearing your voice. And I'm definitely praying for you.
Yeah, brother. Definitely keep you on prayer.
Thank you.
Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was one of my favorite freestyle artists, Mr. Aris, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, coming through. Some of his talent. We appreciate hearing his voice. Thank you for that. All right. How about we take a quick music and commercial break, King, and we're going to get back to some of this poetry.
That's what's up. Yeah.
Lay it on.
make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away. And keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live. In a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. One life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give you, my nigga. Gotta love Jones for your body and your skin tone. 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the phone. Plus I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good stuff at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world rocking 3/4 of cloth. Never showing your stuff off, who? It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I be your Noah, you be my Wiz. I'm your mister, you my missus. With hugs and kisses, Valentine cards and birthday wishes. Please, we on another level of planning, of understanding the bond between man.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters, the Tiffany Radio Network. I'm your host,
jamming.
Queen Simmons. Yes, I'm Queen Simmons, and I'm joined by King Atterbury King.
Hey, hey,
hey. How you feeling about my music choices tonight?
Man, Jones is definitely on point, you know what I mean? Like, slicing the pie, baby, slicing the pie, you know what I mean? He's definitely in the building.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man, how about we get back to the poetry right about now? Looks like we have a few more callers on the line. The next caller that we have coming to us from area code 323. Area code 323, who do we have on the mic tonight?
Sincere from Los Angeles.
Hi, Sincere. Welcome to King and Queen Quarters. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's happening? Blessings, everybody. I'm wonderful.
That is great to hear. Great to hear your voice. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yes.
All right. Tonight, we are having the open mic experience. So we welcome whatever piece you'd like to share with us. Are you a poet? You'd like to share some poetry tonight?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Hanging on the stream. The spirit realm is real. Your thoughts float, catch on to frequent frequencies that resonate with your melody. That your thoughts of doing anything wrong is through a shadow in a daylight's hour. Hanging out by a stream between consideration and doubts with yourself in the realm of reasons you can't see. It's two notes on a musical sheet that haunt your life of wind and air that consume being just to see your dares towards being incredible with your next four notes of perfection. Notwithstanding many precious memories of offering closure for peace of mind when trying to string together a masterful piece of fine art on six notes on a seven count. That's when you're dealing with somebody you're really in love or through a breakup. Back to life, back to reality, when dealing with thoughts that your own thoughts. No one was listening to the latter half of your spiritual running shoes for stalling and staling a firewall to turn off any unwanted messages from your praise of today's conversation with yourself. That's self-love. For my own six cornerstones of life that lie, offering no rhyme or reason why something happens with someone you never met, nor seen only through a mirror, where a picture is worthy of damnation when doubting your own self-thoughts. Be careful of what you ask for and from. You might get it and don't know how you're going to deal with it. When laws of the universe plays your sheet music, you finish with your own thoughts. You ever knowing you have finished with your own amusements was never going to be able to do alone. Hanging on the string. That's that piece from Sincere from Los Angeles.
All right.
Wow.
That was dope.
Oh, wow.
I like that.
I appreciate that.
When the laws of the universe play your sheet music, there were some lines in there. You went kind of quickly. I had a hard time getting at some of them, but there were definitely some heavy lines in that piece. And I'm very thankful that you brought it to us tonight. Thank you for sharing.
Well,
I appreciate you, brother.
Yes. I appreciate it. So some of the lines was, whatever we think about and do, it's frequencies. If
yeah,
I could
definitely
curse you from reading the word, my frequency already went out.
Absolutely.
Sure, indeed. Well, brother, what's your you got IG? What's your handle?
Oh, yeah. I'm at Coach Ed at Coach Ed on Instagram.
Coach Ed on. All right,
Coach
I'm King Atterbury Inc. on Instagram, all right?
Oh, appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
hit me up, yo.
Reach out.
Yeah, I will. I definitely will.
Absolutely. Right. We'd love to hear more from you. Thank you so much for coming through, Sincere. We appreciate you.
Definitely.
You guys have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful week. May God keep you all safe during these trials and tribulations we're facing. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sincere calling in to us from Los Angeles. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Sincere.
L.A. in the building.
Yes, definitely dropped some gems in that piece. And Sincere, we're here every Monday, and the Epiphany Radio family is here 7 days a week. Come through and share your art at any time. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Oh,
sure,
man.
Indeed.
Yes. Okay. Let's keep this party rolling. It looks like we have a treat coming up. Our next caller is none other than the boss man himself, the CEO of this wonderful universe we are part of. For real, the poet, a.k.a. Lothar Mary.
Oh,
da, 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 da.
Welcome.
In the royal court. Hello, Your Highness, Queen, Thine Beautiful Lady, and Sir King, Sir, you, him.
Thank you. Welcome. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, you know what? I'm doing great. Y'all have to excuse the lighthearted banter. I'm just feeling great, you know, listening to the poetry. And y'all started this thing off real hype. Y'all had a black van drive by. Y'all had Miss Pearly do her thing. Sincere, whipped it out. And Javi the Hut did his thing with the music playing. Hey, you know, it gets no better.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I'm loving your wave. Woo. Share some of that with me. Let me bask in that energy. That is wonderful.
I'm feeling real silly right now. You know what? I didn't know what to do. Listening to the poets before me, you know, I'm like, damn, I want to do this piece right here, get real conscious, talk about white people and all that kind of shit. Cut out the government, do that thing. Then I said, damn, wait a minute. Somebody came in there and I wanted to do something love or some old crazy shit, you know. So I'm confused. I'm embattled within myself at this point. Yeah.
Well, let us decide.
I'm feeling really good. Yeah. I'm going to do something. What I am going to do, I made a decision in between all the confusion and bipolarismness that I picked out I found a old, very old piece that I don't think I've performed for you guys. It's usually done with a track with music, but, you know, I'm going to see if I can, you know, do this for you guys. It's called Sensual.
All right, now the mic is yours. We welcome it.
Here we go. Sensual. I'm feeling you and this heat permeates. Temperatures rising, making me feel a certain way. Sensual. You're so soft and so damn beautiful to look at. King James Version. To bestow upon thee, your lines, ooh-wee, magnifique. Hold my hand, take a stroll with me. I lit a candle in hopes that you'd share its glow with me. A single white rose, long-stemmed, I give to you. King James sounds better, so I giveth thine to thee. This rose, along with mine heart and the many different parts that God created in me. Mine eyes, oh, what a blessing given to me for you I see. My mouth to speak the words of love to thee. My lips, your lips to gently impress upon thee. My hands, your hands killing me softly as your delicate fingers touch me. Sensual, respectfully, the light from a candle illuminates thee. Held in its enchanting glow, I move in closer still, holding your hands, I nibble your ear and passionately whisper in its loveliness the words, I love thee, so sensual. Your divine sustenance persuades one to cantillate verses of ancient scripture meant to give honor to the most holy of highs. One kiss bestowed by thine supple lips of enchantment provokes something inwardly to give birth. Thy name, he, Jesus. Sweet as are thee grapes that sprue formeth thine vines of thee. And the wine intoxicates, so intoxicating, leads me astray, leads me as if enchanted under the magical spell of some long unforetold wizardry, whence once mythical things were true, where dragons roamed the skies, soaring the heavens and earth, and fairies' trails would lead thine way to faraway kingdoms full of royal squalors, grand balls where fair maidens had to rudely leave before thee, hour before thine chariots would turn into pumpkins. One kiss from thee gives memory of these long gone things. Vibrant are the feelings deep within. Loving you, my dear sweet, illuminates within side me. The mere sight of thee, as the sun and moon both shine day and night as oiled lamps highlighting the way for thee. You, my sweet, are the inspiration of many authors' poetry. You've undressed me. You've undressed me. I stand before you nude in all my transparencies, with mine heart in mine hand, bearing gift for thee, all the many longings, hopings, and wantings, wantings and yearnings to hold you, to hold thee unknowingly, seduced by you. Now I stand before thee and thee before I, in the mightiest of engagement, this, my dear, sweet, purely harlequin, may we proceed, may I touch of thee, please, mine loins strained with unmeasured might to be within thee, I set aside all right and wrong to be with thee, temptation beseech me, may mine wife forgiveth me. May God not judge me. Temptations. Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up mine eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I. Sing songs of love to you, transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this quill, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writing to the clouds, spoken words of love to you out loud. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I'd peer in deep, so deeply, visions, hopes, dreams of emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilion. As ears well in tune with love listens as love sings words of elegance and magical things, strings those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched in its tickling. Stung me, bumblebee, I'm stung. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass them out to everyone. An epidemic. Let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you good night. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you. I yearn to see you every morning upon the new day sky, to spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you, transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver. With the purest of ink, I deliver it. Sky writing to the clouds, spoken words of love to you out loud, releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies. Colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of love, sensual. Thine temptation, I'm feeling you. And the heat permeates, temperatures rising, making me feel this way, sensual, for real.
Oh, man, that was dope and live and direct.
Oh, my gosh. You had me from the line when you said,
your divine sustenance. Like everything after that was, I've been on the floor. Somebody needs to come and get me off the floor. Because that
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Oh,
you need to set a long,
your
long
range
time.
Is magnificent. Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh,
hey, boss, man, that was dope, man.
Thank you. And that is, that's titled Temptations. That's in track form as well. It should be in the studio as well. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening.
Temptations. Ooh, okay. All right.
Temptations by For Real.
You know, I think we're going to close out the show with that to music. I can only imagine how it is. To a track. Okay. That's what we're closing out the show with tonight, King. Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for that piece. That was amazing.
Well, thank
amazing.
You guys.
And well
thank
done.
You guys. I really didn't think I could pull it off because I'm used to doing that behind music. It's, you know, it has a certain rhythm to it. But thank you, guys. Thank you for listening.
Those build-ups and the crescendos when you just did the riff, I'm like, oh, my gosh. It just went fast and slow, and it was cerebral. That was dope. That was really dope. Oh, thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, baby love.
You know that you're in retirement, so you have nothing to tell us that you have going on other than the plug.
Red Hot Hot Dogs on the corner of Broad Mifflin, $2 for $1.50. And Raw Link, check them out. Raw Link's Be Raw.
Baby. Take your socks off.
All night long.
All night long. All right. Thank you so much for coming through for real. We love you.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the boss man himself, For Real, the poet, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox. Thank you so much for coming through and blessing the mic for us. Oh, jeez. Really been blowing it up tonight, King. I don't even know what to say. I'm so inspired by all of the great artists that have come through and the poets that.
Yeah, true indeed.
Absolutely. Oh. So how about it? Do you have another piece that you'd like to share with us tonight?
Yeah. Let me check into the Golden Archives.
The Golden Archives. All right now.
This is incomplete, but I'm going to kick it anyway, though. This is called Lorraine's Boy. When you come from a father who keep his role as a dad, then made some others mad, I ain't brag about the pad. Maneuvered through the ills with skills and kept it real. Not my fault you stayed still, too much time to kill. Too many drinks going down while demeanor start changing. Sight becoming blurred, can't see the canvas painting. I'm waiting for the clear mind to build inside a cipher. Kill all the round-around writers and truth exposing liars. Day I become tired, cross wires behind some outlets. 7 days a week, my outfits come off a mountain. Press clothes as if they dry cleaned and stayed in a pile. Nights before that I control the time flip without a dial. I'm the now to you later, this the alpha versus beta. Impressed by the haters, grab the energy, spit flavor. My meditative state of mind reach a peak unknown. Even if I'm prone, no chance in hell, you match my poem. Cadence of a flow, a past life surf the arc tides. Wave runners still bring the thunder out the friendly skies. Half a century with an elder type memory. Standing on the grounds of the ops, it's elementary, King.
Half a century with an elder type memory. I know that's right.
Hey,
talk that talk, King.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a rain boy.
Yes, absolutely. Tell that story. I appreciate it. Oof. All right. Let's see. Am I setting the piece now? What do you think
you
I can do?
You got something. Spit a piece.
Should I do something romantic or something?
You know, I love that romantic.
Okay.
The Titanic romantic.
Right. Titanic romantic. Okay.
Uh huh.
All right. I'm sorry. One.
Take your time.
Second. All right. There is no music this time. It's quiet now. The concert of a dressing down, of formalities and duty bound, the indulgence in the silent sound of a moment found, or better yet, a moment we made manifest, like the cropping up of goose flesh, a symphony of anxiousness, the sudden stop of hitched breath, the fear of what would come next, the fullness what once was emptiness, but still there was no music, not a note, louder than the rain. Louder than my raging thoughts, prouder than the fight I fought, a battle that I quickly lost, or better yet, I forfeited, surrounded to the silence, the rustling off of heavy clothes, a helping off of heavy loads, a loss of self and all control. I'm surprised there was no music, though. But the silence filled up every hole, the way my body filled the room, as under your full gaze I bloomed, the way your manhood filled my womb. The way my ocean overflowed, lost breath at the point of crescendo, the kisses, sublime and subliminal, made music in my mental, my racing heartbeat on the bass as you wrap one arm around my waist and your other hand around my throat. Damn, there should be music, though. There ought to be some subtle tones to round out growls and feral moans to give this pleasure flesh and bone. Every time my song came on, I'd be reminded of your touch, the little stuff that meant so much. I don't want one sense to go to waste, the recollection of your skin's taste and how you looked across my bed, fully spent and fully fed. I need a song to recollect the disrespect that I did to the dialect when I spit every sounded like an exorcist, but my lover wasn't finished yet. Maybe if there had been music, I wouldn't need these blanket excuses. When someone asks me what I'm doing, I wish I could explain it to them. I want to let up the record play, to say the things I want to say, replay the moments before they fade of the beautiful messes that we made. The memory of your sweet caress, you push my limits to the test. Your fist in my dreads, your teeth in my neck, going in and out of tenderness. I want to dance in a moment so sublime, but there was no music this time. And that's that piece.
That was definitely on point and rocking. See, I know you be keeping stuff in the royal chambers. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
True indeed.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, King. All right. I think we need to spin the block on some of our poets that have stuck with us tonight. How about we bring back our favorite station manager, and maybe, just maybe, he'd be willing to give us a rundown as well. Welcome back to the show, Poetic. Are you still rocking with us, Poetic?
I am definitely still here,
Coach Meadows.
Man. What a vibe tonight. Poetry. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We appreciate you sticking in there with us tonight as well. I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing for sure. We're doing a spin around the block to see what you guys have in the chamber. Do you have another piece you'd like to share with us?
Of course. All right. How about this one? Beautiful screams. I don't know if her love was a beautiful dream or a horrible nightmare. There were times when I felt peace and had not a single care. But other times I was cold, shivering, and afraid. As I often awoke in cold sweats in my bed where I laid. In my nocturnal state, I remember feeling safe. Never wanting to awaken from my slumber, using unconsciousness as a failsafe. Wondering when my dream will end and my nightmare begin. I hate straddling the fence when I have competed and competed for a place that I've thought I've won, a position where I knew I ranked first, holding my trophy in the sun. All the while in my REM stage, I was being played now, and that's pretty savage. The collision course of optimism that meets with cynicism about the one true passionate thing I cared for so deeply. And in my dreams, I don't mind being sleepy. But in my nightmares, I want to be awake, because in my dreams, her love is real and not fake. While my nightmares becomes my demons, and her love strangles me just for fun. So allow me to rest in solidarity of my dreams, so the nightmare of her love will no longer feel my screams. In peace.
Mm. Oh, shucks, brother. Oh, shucks.
So we're digging into those heart pieces tonight. Oh, man, poetic.
Uh-huh.
Oh. I know that feeling.
You know that, brother.
Absolutely.
There you go, thanks. Oh, man.
Thank you.
You always show a different side, and it's like you bring it right there. And I'm like, brother, you are the coach. You inspire us to keep our ink well-rounded. I appreciate that.
Every coach have a different side to their pen.
Mm-hmm.
Never be in a box. Always let yourself free. Just let the pen work.
Absolutely. That's sage advice. I love that. Yeah. Thank you, Poetic. Well, before
Thank
we
you,
let Jay. You go, do you mind giving us a rundown of the station?
It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Honey Dripper 2.0 with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night is the Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night's the Get Down, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with your host, Anonymity. Saturday night's Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra and Rob, the Djembe Poet, Morrow. Sunday night will be in the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. And then next Monday, y'all, we'll be right back here for another installment of King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Back to you, too.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate
Absolutely.
You. We really do.
Thank you.
Always, right. brother.
Yes, a thousand thanks. All right. Stay tuned
right.
and, you know, listening to hear what else we have to go, because we're going to spend a block on a few more poets, and I hope you enjoy. All right? One love, one mic, Poetic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Okay. Jeez. Okay. All right. Next up on the mic, we have one of the diva herself, La Pearl La Negra. La Pearl La Negra, welcome back.
Hey, I'm here.
Hey. All right. Do you have another piece that you'd like to dig out of your crate for us?
Sure. This is actually a prompt they give us on the Get Down, so I'm going to read this piece. All right. God didn't answer my poetic prayers yet, but there's still a story to be told. Your journey is your journey, and nobody could tell you that it would be so hard being designed like this, always open to give and not able to put your heart away, wishing you could leave that part of the world behind you, but somehow it always seems to find me. I've been going through some shit, and at times stressing for a few. So this part of my life I'm penning right now isn't for your viewing pleasure, but I'll give a part that you can listen to and spit a line or two. See, I know how fragile life is, so I try to drink my tears, because I don't want them to hit the earth and make anyone else feel what causes them. But I started to choke in the overflow because I was already fighting to breathe between delayed heartbeats of a shattered heart. I just loved one too many times. unconditionally. So I keep the shield up because my heart stays open. And if they get too much control, they might have a hold of your soul that you have to fight to break free from. And I no longer compromise with soul snatching mind invading unequivocal energy transfer. I do not negotiate the terrorists. I no longer allow their inability to decide to affect my life. As it hurts when I'm certain I want to give them me. I ain't wasting no more of my time on hearts that aren't certain about me, because sometimes they're just not attracted enough to me to keep the connection going. My head has been held underwater for way too long at times. And even though God didn't answer my poetic prayers yet, I could still see the truth. Everything I thought was drowning me is actually teaching me how to swim. And that is why I lead. So I can navigate the waves. It's what I do. And even though right now it looks a bit dim, my future is bright. Maybe, maybe, just maybe, it'll include someone like him. But God didn't answer my poetic prayers yet. My vision has always been clear on what I want, so options never clouded my dreams. They did, however, teach me how to maneuver with patience and grace and humility, by giving me the experience of consistency in inconsistency. And I'm not waiting for their vision to clear. See, I could always show them the way. I can't walk it for them. And I'll always be here as their considerate friend. Once again, I find myself on the other side of love where I'm in it by myself because God still didn't answer my poetic prayer. That's it.
Oh, Omega. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Thank you.
Say you wrote that for the get down the prompt they had the other night. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That is awesome, Pete. I love that.
Fly. I like that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Thank you for bringing that peace to us, and thank you for sticking in there with us tonight. You always
run. Oh, damn. We appreciate you.
That was amazing.
Welcome. Thank you
thank
for
you.
Having me.
Oh, no problem. Oh, wow. All right. One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I was, like, in my heart right now. Okay. All right, I'm in recovery. Okay. All right, how about we spin back around to the freestyle master himself, and again, Mr.
Uh-huh.
Automatic Charismatic.
Hey,
welcome
how y'all doing?
All right.
The king gave, now last time the king gave me a title. Now it's time for the queen to give me a title. Your turn for the queen.
All right, how about, I'm no good with on the spot stuff. Let me think. All right.
Whatever comes to your mind.
Devour me.
Devour you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right, I got you. In your sweet tender, my love is the invention. I want to lick you down to your center. Maybe your body be as cold breeze like winter. I want to take over and go ahead and massage your shoulder. Devouring you like I devour my thoughts. In these days where I want you to get lost, I want to go ahead and taste everything you have. I want you to relax with some wine and a bubble bath. I want you to devour my love and as I devour your love. I want to take a shower and give you the full-fledged power. I want you to say my name like you have a microphone in your hand. But understand that I place everything that I have down in your land. I want to run down in your wet kingdom, easy as it goes right through the rhythm. I want your eyes to be lost in me. And tell me, love, what do you see? Do you see the love like a cannibal type of ripping everything of your clothes? That's the way it goes, the love that shows. My cannibalistic is tearing everything that you have down to your nakedness. Now, as it reappears, my throat is clear to give you the kisses that's so vicious. I want to devour you. I want to empower you. My love is not sour. You get all the licks by the hour. The time is ticking. Time is like I'm picking your whole brain to entertain. I want to go right through your central lane. You got a whole lot to gain. This is not a dream, the way that you scream. And I had to have you on my team. But, baby, everything is true. Just the way I devour you. This automatic charismatic, the lyrical entity is into my lamp, I've been dry.
All right. That's peace, bro.
Oh, you took that and ran with it. Oh, my goodness. Man, I don't want to just devour you. I want to empower you. I know that's right. It's automatic charismatic. You put your foot in that prompt. I love that. Thank you so much.
Woo. No doubt. Oh, no doubt.
That was awesome.
No.
Thank you for the talent.
Yeah.
Oh, you're more than welcome. All right. Before we let you go, you want to drop your information once more that you provided to us the last time, just so that our viewers have it.
If anybody would like to help me out, my Cash App is Mr. AC Viper 46. I've been struggling with my house. I've been in shelter for the last couple of days, it's been a struggle trying to get back to trucking. But it's a little struggle right now. It's not too a whole lot of a struggle, but it's a challenge. And I do have a book that I'm working on called Formula 91382. A lot of people, when they look at my book, they get so amazed because they be like, "What is that? What is that? What is?" I get a lot of "What is that?"
Because
I can break down information to I can break down information 140 ways, and It's just mind-boggling when people are so curious about what I'm doing when I'm writing. Because I make my own graphs, my own codes, my own arithmetic.
Oh, wow. And all of that is in your book?
Yes.
Oh, man, I can't wait to see it. Keep us posted. You know, make sure that you come through. Keep sharing your work. Keep us posted on everything that's going on, and definitely let us know when that book is on the shelves. We'd definitely love the support. All right?
Thanks. That's what's up.
All right. Thank you, y'all. God bless
Thank
y'all.
You, brother.
God bless.
You too, brother.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic.
That was Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Yes.
I know.
I'm here.
Look like we got a 609 area code calling there.
We have on the line. Area code 609. Who do we have on the line tonight? Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters.
Good evening, King and Queen. You have Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration.
Divine Inspiration.
Hi.
Welcome to
What's
King and
on,
Queen's
bro?
Quarters.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me.
I'm more than welcome.
Get back just in time to get on here.
We appreciate you coming through. We do appreciate you. Thank you so much. So how are you feeling tonight?
Pretty good now that I'm laying on my butt with the air conditioner on. I feel wonderful.
I know that. This heat is something else. Glad you found some reprieve. Well, tonight we are doing things, Divine Inspiration, we're doing things open mic style. And I would love to hear what you have to share with us tonight. What's on your heart?
I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but this one popped up, so I guess this is the one that I'm going to do.
All right.
And it's called Ungodly Essence, when you're ready.
Mike, it's all yours.
Thank you, Queen. The title of this piece made me go, ew. As I had a light bulb moment and a mental image of the essences we so casually spew. And from that mental light bulb moment, this poem was birthed, and this is how it grew. I imagined the essence of a sinful man joining with the sinful essence of a woman in a sinful act. And I began wondering if it was worth all the pleasure of her riding me while milking me or taking me in while on her back. That act of our sharing our ungodly essences may produce blessings far greater than anything we've ever known. A perfect example of what is meant for evil, God can change into something good only due to his mercy. Is such grace continuously shown? However, in that blessing formed from ungodly spirits and essences being used, I believe that within that blessing of a child growing through us, those same ungodly spirits have been transfused. We have handicapped our blessing of a child from the start. We formed them from ungodly lust and not from the love found only within marital hearts. And spiritually abusing this unborn child, we alone played the part. That's a possibility that exists when God's word we good Christians resist, when only part of his commands are on our to-do list. When we fall and justify wallowing in unrighteousness, when we bestow upon the cheek of our Christ Judas' kiss. So next time you want to share ungodly essence, I pray this poem enters your mind and that spirit of disobedience resigns. And after a few choice words, repent and praise God instead. Do not let ungodly essences defile and taint what awaits in a godly ordained marital bed. And that's that piece.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow.
That's what's up.
Yes. Wow. All right. Thank you so much for that divine inspiration, always coming through those inspirational pieces.
Thank you.
Love that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us tonight.
My pleasure.
Always.
You got to thank my daddy because he's the one that picked that one out for us.
Oh, he did.
I imagine he had somebody in mind that he was supposed to hear that, but I just write them and share them. God does.
Oh, I understand. Absolutely. I totally understand. Well,
and in doing so, he convicts me quite often. So it ain't just everybody else I'm coming for. He gets me too.
I understand that. It's a constant struggle for the flesh.
Yes,
totally.
Absolutely.
Well, Divine Inspiration, before we let you get out of here, Paul, do you want to let us know what you have going on?
Yes, there's a few things going on in the Inspiration Factory. First and foremost is this coming Sunday night is Youth Sunday. The last Sunday of every month is Youth Sunday. I would encourage everybody listening to get the young folks in on this. They got a poem to spit. The they're welcome. If they have to vent about something that they're going through, they're more than welcome. If they have questions about something, they're more than welcome. We want our youth to know that there's one place that they can come without judgment to vent, to complain about something that's going on, this bullying and all this crazy mess, peer pressure going on with these kids today. We need to offer something for them, a safe zone where they can come and get it off the chest. So the last Sunday of every month is Youth Sunday. So I'm looking forward to this Sunday. And it's open mic for us older kids.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Definitely make sure that I have my little one tuned in.
Yes. And it starts at 8 o'clock instead of the usual 9 o'clock so that the kids can get in a little
earlier.
Yes, definitely. And no date is set yet, but we have a segment. I'm still working on all the particulars, but it's going down. It's called Cooking with Christ. We're going to do our thing, praise and poetry, like we always do. But we're going to have one person each segment who will be cooking something. And we'll check in with them. They'll be putting pictures of the food as they're preparing it or whatever in the event page. And we'll check in with them on the mic every now and then to see how they're going. Unfortunately, we couldn't get smell-o-vision so we could smell that food or taste the food so we could taste it. But, you know, I think most of us have come to find out are foodies or we like food. So I think this would be a little fun way to just add something else to the inspiration factor. So
absolutely. Yes, that sounds like a fun night. Oh, my gosh. Definitely let us know more about that. Oh, Paul, thank you so much for coming through. Yes.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Appreciate you coming through.
My pleasure.
That's
going to
be a fun.
You for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you so much.
Awesome. I'm going to sit back and listen to the rest of the program and enjoy myself. One love,
all
one life. God bless you.
One love,
take
one
your
mic.
Socks off. All right. One love, baby, one
baby.
Mic. Baby,
baby. Baby, baby.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was none other than Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Tune in Sunday nights. He always, you know, that inspiration is strong. Him, Divine Inspiration and Poetic, always keep things jumping. I love to listen. Thank you so much for coming through. Oh, man. How about we spin back around the boss man? Do you think he can follow up that piece that he just provided? For real?
Hey,
let's see.
You know he got an archive, so you know.
Oh, for sure. One of the best that ever did it. For real.
Hey, what it do? King and Queen Court. What up? What'd it do? Yeah, I dug up another old one that I never spit before.
Uh-oh. Okay. Let's get out of the way, King, and give him the mic. All right.
Thank you. This is entitled Fluorescent Dreams. Fluorescent dreams, kaleidoscopes and things. Transparencies vividly stream. Rushing white waters, rapids, my heart's harpsichord strings passionately sing. Echoes of life and our longings, our careless whispers melodically ring. In tune God hears, have faith and wait, there'll be no more suffering. Whenever, wherever, whatever, whenever you're near, baby, just flow to me, not force, my dear, nor coerce, but led by God, Christ, love your heart, that light to infinity in all the above. I want to love deep, lose sleep, loving stronger each day, 8 days a week, 40 days a month, have love in a silver bowl, spoon fed, love for lunch. I love to just eat, love, I'm hungry, feed me, find it marked with an X like buried treasure worth more than gold bullion. Heavy is this trunk, but somewhere I found the strength to dig it up. I'm rich, but still in search of someone to share this with. Shower,
share a shower to bathe with, to run with in the rain for no reason, to just love unexplained, give and take unchained, all out like a flood followed by a hurricane. Love's fluorescent dreams. No more weeping, no more weeping eye or dry teardrop stains, just the light of a candle as it flickers in wonderment. Love and I dream in fluorescence. For real.
Oh, shucks.
Oh, my gosh. Matt, that is crass. Oh, my gosh. That was awesome.
That's always on point.
Always.
Thank you, thank you.
For real. Thank you so much for that piece.
Appreciate you coming through with some pieces. Word.
Hey, thank you. Much love. One love. One life.
One love, one life.
Baby, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Baby. Right. Baby, baby.
Take the box off. Yes. Oh, man. Jeez, that was awesome. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Oh, right. Let me take a look here. Do we have any other callers in the chat?
Ladies and gentlemen, the time is now 10:50. If you are within the sound of my voice and you would like to take the air, take the mic. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Just hit that one so that you can be heard. All right. King, I think we're going to play a quick song. You know,
hey, that's what's up.
Hi. Yeah, we've been knowing each other for a while. I miss you. I don't know what I got to do, you know. Get closer.
Wait a minute. Now, you know I'm in a situation. Why are you in? Don't do this. Why are you tripping like that?
Well, I understand that, but your whole vibe is, you know, I can see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. I kind of dig you too, you know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know what that means.
Whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
You're putting me in an awkward situation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters for Real Entertainment Network. There's 3 minutes left before 11 o'clock when the Blog Talk Lady is very disrespectful. So if you'd like to take the mic, make sure to give us a call at 319-527-6300 and remember to hit that one to be heard. All right, King, looks like we're rounding out the 11 o'clock hour. Do you have a closing piece that you'd like to share with us?
I come through. This piece is titled Little Joe's Son. Did 5 under Harris because my mother's dad matter. Went to L.A., came back, 2 looking lavish. Following year, 2020, 4 more on Amazon. During 2021, wrote 6, Atomic Bomb. 2022, it's on, dropped a new one. Some people want to stop me. Of course, I'm still cruising. Poetry Corner, well, I'm hosting on Epiphany. Built up my Atterbury legacy as therapy. 2 strong bosses with high-end forces. Create so often that King be running Boston's. Still touch others with a hand that is helpful. Change my whole diet from meat to plant food. The same dude from Harlem and older and wiser. Blazing up a fire, ignited from cross wires. Ignoring the liars, the hate is very strong. Had to write this poem, warm vibe to Marvin's song. No need for introduction because I'm far from done. I'm Joel Washington Atterbury Jr., Little Joe's son.
Oh, there you go, the anthology. I know that's right. Put that together nicely.
Thank you.
What's up? What's up? All right. I guess I'm gonna do a piece now. We're gonna close out with that piece. I want to close out with a real piece. The production. I'll be able to find it in the archive.
All right, that piece right there. You know what I mean? Word.
Okay. All right. So this piece is a production by the CEO himself. Came through and said it, but I found it in our record. The production that he put together, the music. So. As we close out tonight, we just want to thank everybody that called in. Definitely love you for listening and thank you, love you for calling in and sharing your art
True
with
indeed.
Us. For sure, for sure. You know, join us back here on Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters.
Yeah.
We'll definitely love to hear you. All right.
Appreciate
again,
everybody coming in tonight.
Absolutely. One love, one mic, you guys.
One love, one mic.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things. Strings, those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch, you gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling, stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone, love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic,
let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Kiss your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight, may I sing songs of love to you, transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink, I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you, releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.